Let's open our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 4. A scripture that I've preached before, but tonight I feel inspired to preach the same scripture again. Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
Tychicus, who is a beloved brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts.
Amen. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is beloved brother, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. Amen. Tonight, I want to entitle this message, Living a Life for Others. Look at somebody and tell them, Living a Life for Others. Come on, look at two people and say that. Living a Life for Others. You know, this last week, one of our dear beloved brothers in the Lord went to be with Jesus. His name is Shaju, in case somebody didn't know that. And somebody who's listening to us by radio or on the net, who know this church, who know this family, you know that what he is to this church. And I would ask you to pray for the family, that the Lord would continue to strengthen them and bless them. Amen. And I want to preach for Jesus, but I want to also honor the fellow servant, Shaju Chetan, while I preach this message. Amen. Tychicus. Look at somebody and say, Tychicus. Tychicus, a beloved brother and a fellow servant. That word Tychicus means chance. Chance. When you study scripture, Boaz had a field, and the Bible uses the word by chance. Ruth happened to glean or pick up the leftovers in that field. Maybe you might not realize this, that chance, we can always call it grace. It is by grace we are even in the vineyard of the Lord, that we are in the house of God, we are in the work of God. It is God's divine grace, God's divine chance. We had no clue about each other. I remember years back, when I initially came to the Lord, this brother, this beloved brother, he came for prayer. At that time, we were in the house in TD Road. And we're just about a handful of us. In the present church, I think only Kiran and Shibu would be here. At that time, he came in. And I shared with him the scriptures. He was there for some time. And then he went away. And for a long time, I didn't see him. I think about a couple of years, or 1.5 years, or something like that. And then one day, he came in. One day, he came. He came, he sat there in my drawing room in Gandhinagar. And he was crying. And he said, Pastor, the last 1.5 years, I've been away from prayer. My life took a dip. I'm sorry that I walked away. I didn't share anything with him. I just sat with him. And that evening, I still remember, for tea, I had ethica in a banana. So I went in. I picked one for him, one for me. And I said, eat. He ate, I ate. And I said, Jesus loves you, I love you. Come for prayer again. And he walked. And he went, and then later on he told me years later, Pastor, it was that ethica that did the trick. It was that ethica that did the trick, because when I came back, I expected you to punish me, to correct me, to rebuke me, to, you know, tell me, no, no, you're not welcome in this house anymore, just go away. But when I came back, you showed forth that your love was still the same that you had 1.5 years back. And you shared a meal with me. That meant more to me than anything else. And after that day, is never left by chance that Ithaca came about in that evening, praise the Lord. And that Ithaca brought a faithful brother into the house of God who served Jesus in this house for 20 odd years, faithful to God's work. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for his amazing servant and honor him tonight and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Living a life for others. Acts chapter 20, verse 4. We are looking at the person called Tychicus.
And Sopater of Berea accompanied him to Asia. Also, Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians and Gaius of Derbe and Timothy, and Tychicus, and Trophimus of Asia.
Amen. Here the Bible speaks about a group of people that traveled with Paul or accompanied Paul. And one of them was Tychicus. He traveled with the man of God. He accompanied a man of God. Tychicus. We are living in a time, you know, my heart is always broken when I pray that people are on their own trip. They come to church, but they are in their own trip. And you look at Tychicus, he was a man who accompanied Paul. The first quality of this man is that he accompanied Paul. Let me tell you, you might be from a different church, but there needs to be a man of God whom God has anointed that you need to stay in fellowship with, stay connected with. I have nothing against Bible colleges. I have nothing against big, huge crusades. I have nothing against huge churches. I have nothing against, you know, I value all that. But I have, when you study the Acts of the Apostles, more than often, you find the early church grew because they stayed together. They stayed with the anointed servants of God. You learn more in ministry, in life, by being with somebody whom God has already anointed and set before you. This man's first quality was that he accompanied Paul. He was active in ministry. I remember years back, I grew in the Lord because I accompanied my spiritual father. I stayed with him. Then there was Josanathanam, my uncle, servant of the Lord. I know my root. It didn't come from a revelation from God and God speaking to me from heaven. Nothing like that. It was just being with servants of God whom God brought into my life. I didn't choose them. It was chance. Are you with me? Some of you sitting here, you know you would never be sitting next to the joker you're sitting next to. If it is not for God's Holy Spirit. And sometimes you need to have your eyes open to recognize it is divine chance, it is grace, it's God's hand that has brought you into this house. Praise the Lord. Amen. Who would have met? I mean, most of us, we wouldn't have even met. Are you with me? I don't even like the shirt that you're wearing. That's a joke. No. We might be culturally different intellectually, emotionally, the way we perceive things, even financially, socially. But time and again, you recognize you stepped into the vineyard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You step into the vineyard of the Lord by chance. Are you with me? And you have to recognize there is grace behind it. There is the unseen hand of God behind it. It is God's mercy. It's God's compassion. People who recognize that are the ones who will be faithful unto God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what is the first point about Tychicus? He was active in ministry. Look at somebody and say, active in ministry. Active in ministry. Look at somebody and say that, active in ministry. Always active in ministry. The move of God is just not for the weekends. Are you with me? Your relationship with Jesus is not for Friday and Sunday and Saturday. Look at Paul. In shipwrecks, in stonings, in honor, in dishonor, in fastings, in prison. In afflictions, in different situations. You look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Look at all the things that Paul went through. In different situations in life, he was active for Jesus. Day in and day out, in season and out of season. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody once again and say, be active in the Lord. We have a young couple here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just got married last week. Hallelujah. Would you both stand up? Yeah, I'm speaking to the young couple here. Would you put your hands together, thank the Lord for them? God has got a word for you. God said, be active in ministry. That's where your blessing is. Be active in the service of Jesus. That's where the blessing is. He's got his own call and purpose over your life, and he will fulfill it. Are you with me? Amen. Be active in ministry. God has called you. You are not here by chance. Praise the Lord. You are here because of the will of God. God has got a place for you in his kingdom. He wants to use you more than you can ever think of. Stay active in ministry. Keep yourself available for the Lord. That's the word of the Lord over your life. Thank the Lord for them. Amen. The second point about Tychicus is that he was carrying offerings to Jerusalem from the local church. The local church collected or took an offering. There was a famine in Jerusalem. And so the local church needed to send some finances to the church in Jerusalem. They picked up an offering and they said, whom will we send to Jerusalem? And everyone said, Tychicus, 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 Tychicus. You know why? Because you can trust him with money. You can trust him with money. Whom will we send? Tychicus, Tychicus. Are you faithful with money? You know, I have people in this church. We have an administration team. We have people who account the money here. We have proper accounting agency of people who help out. Shai Chetan was the first to do all that kind of accounting for us. Every year we would, you know, as a trust, we would have to put, you know, give our returns, IT returns. We would every year faithfully do it. We have Woman Chetan. We have, you know, people who would handle finances. You know why? Because they are faithful. I don't think ever in all these 20 years I've ever come to people in the administration team and said, hello brother, has all the money gone into the bank? Is everything in order? I can't even remember once. Tychicus was faithful. Sometimes people are faithful with the Lord's money. You know, they say, Pastor, we give our tithes to Lord. That is good. But what about the rest of the 90%? Are you faithful with that? Isn't that also the Lord's money? How would you spend it? How would you use it? People think they can give the 10% to God and the rest of the 90% they can use any way they like. But Luke 16 says, if you are faithful in the things of money, God says, I can trust you with the true riches from heaven. Are you with me? God can trust you with true riches from heaven. When you are faithful in the things of money, the third point about Tychicus, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 21 and Titus chapter 3 verse 12. Titus chapter 3 verse 12 and Ephesians 6 21. Yes, brother. Pick it up. Read it.
But that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you.
Amen. You know, Tychicus was a messenger. He was sent to various churches. He carried letters for Paul. The letter to the book of to the church of Ephesus, Colossians, and Philemon, three chapters in the New Testament. Who carried it? Three books in the New Testament. Who carried it? Tychicus. He carried it. Three books of the New Testament. Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon. Who is carrying those letters? Tychicus. No Xerox copy. No photostat. The original manuscript. Who will carry it? Tychicus. Kalanyuboy. Praise the Lord. Amen. But he carried those three books of the New Testament. He didn't lose it. You know how far he carried it? When you study the Bible, he carried it to the church in Colossia. It is 1,000 miles. No Lufthansa, no Jet Airways, not even Volvo bus. Only donkeys, walking donkey and slow moving ships. 1,000-mile journey from Rome. Paul is sending the letter. No photostat, no Xerox copies. The original manuscripts of the Bible. Three books. Who will carry it? Tychicus. Tychicus had the attitude, even if I have to lose my life, even if my life is in danger, these letters should reach safely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you thank the Lord for the letters of God? Hallelujah. It is because he carried it faithfully. We can read it and be enlightened today. Let me tell you something. We have a greater blessing. A greater blessing. We can carry all the 66 books of the Bible. Are you with me? We can carry all the 66 books of the Bible. But I wonder how many of you coming to church carry it. Now you only carry your mobile iPhone. You only carry your iPad. You only carry your handbag and your vanity mirror. And I wonder, how many of you carry your Bible? Look at Tychicus. He carried the Word of God. Look at somebody and say, carry the Word of God. Be faithful to God's Word. Carry it. Don't be ashamed of God's Word. I remember some of you, you used to carry God's word and go to school, go to college. Now you don't even bring it to church. What's happened? What's happened? You know, the New Testament at the most might be about 240 to 250 pages, New Testament. That's all the New Testament is. During summer holidays, some of the kids here read three Nancy Drews, four Hardy Boys, five Famous Five. Let me ask you, I mean, you know, you can finish off that New Testament in a week if you want to. If you want to, if you really love the Lord and His Word. Seventeen-page newspaper, three or four we read every day. Three times, four times. Can I ask you very honestly? I know you are a Bible-believing folk, but let me ask you very honestly. Have you read God's Word? Do you still love the Word of Jesus? On my birthday, I said, Lord, I want to just read through the book of Revelation. Just 17 pages. Good newspaper, why can I say? But do it prayerfully. Do it trusting in the grace of God with the help of the Holy Spirit. But Tychicus was faithful. Are you with me? To God's Word. I pray that you will carry God's word with you. Whether you go to the club, whether you go among family, friends, carry the B-I-B-L-E. Tell people that you belong to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for God's word. You know, Shai Chaitan, even while he was in the hospital, he was so hungry for God's word. I don't think he's not listened a single word that I've preached ever. Some of the messages he would have heard again and again. Anytime, if I'm going to share the word of God, no matter what else he's got, he's a chartered accountant, what else he's got, he'll say no. However busy, got time, Pastor. Share the word. And the children are here even this Sunday, Friday evening. Let me tell you, because your father carried the word, you and your children and your children's children, generations to come, will always enjoy the blessing of God and see the hand of God come upon your life. Jacob, that is for you also. Praise the Lord. Are you with me still? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? You know, look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 about Tychicus. He was willing to be sent. Look at somebody and say the next quality of Tychicus. He was willing to be sent. There are many people who are willing to go. But there are only a handful of people whom as a pastor I can send. Huge difference. There are many who are saying, I will go for the Lord. You know, when you read the life of Tychicus, you know why he was sent? He would go wherever he was sent, not where he liked, wherever he was sent. He would go and share the heart of Jesus and also the heart of Paul with the people there. And he would come back and bring news to Paul and tell Paul about the condition of the believers. അവൻ തലതിരിഞ്ഞു പോയി. ഇവൻ നേരെ പോയുണ്ട്. ഇവന് കർത്താവിനോട് ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾനെസ് ഉണ്ട്. ഹി വുഡ് കം ആൻഡ് സേ ടു പോൾ. ബിക്കോസ് പോൾ വാസ് മെനി എ ടൈം ഇൻ പ്രിസൺ വിത്ത് ജസ്റ്റ് ദ ബർഡൻ ഫോർ ദ ചർച്ച്. മെനി എ ടൈം ഹി കുഡ് നോട്ട് മൂവ് അറൌണ്ട്. ഹി വാസ് വീക്ക്. But somebody whom Paul could trust was Tychicus. He was dependable. Are you with me? He was, open your mouth and say that, he was. Can anybody depend on you? Can your boss depend on you? Can your pastor depend on you? Who will go? Whom can I send? Tychicus. He was Mr. Dependable. The greatest ability is dependability. Say that again. The greatest ability is dependability. Say that again. The greatest ability is dependability. The greatest ability is dependability. Lift your hands and give one more shout to the Lord and say, Lord, I need that. I need that grace. I need that grace. Come on, open your mouth and say it. The last point about Tychicus, it was that he was doing the ministry of the second man. Say that with me. He was doing the ministry of the second man. Say that again. He was doing the ministry of the second man. First man was Paul. He was faithful to do the ministry of the second man. When God has called you to be the second man, don't try to be the first. Are you with me? Some of you who might not have come to this church but listening to us by radio or the net, let me tell you, you see me stand here and minister, but I have different second men here at this church. People who work behind the scenes, who make it possible for God's word to go forth. I want to also take this moment to just comment on people who were just committed to being there yesterday. With your love, prayers, support, even through a call or through an SMS or whatever. That's the family of God. Are you with me? That's the family of God. I'm not looking at crowds coming into this church. I'm looking for family. People who are dependable, people who are faithful. You know what Paul said about Tychicus? Three things. Colossians 4, 7 and 8. He said, Colossians chapter 4, 7. Please read it.
Tychicus, who is a beloved brother.
Ah, Tychicus, a dear brother.
A faithful minister.
Three things Paul is saying. He's a dear brother. Open your mouth and say, dear brother. I wonder how many of you would be a dear brother. Just love. Dear brother. Two.
A faithful minister.
A faithful minister. Three.
And a fellow servant.
A fellow servant in the Lord. Paul is writing a conduct certificate. One day as a pastor, I will have to give a conduct certificate. How? I'll have to give an account to the Lord for the souls that he's kept. And sometimes I wonder about some people what I will write. I actually want to preach a series on Romans 16, where Paul spoke about each and every person in his team. Some people who risked their lives for the Lord. Some people who sacrificed. Some people who were just there in their love. Today we have a congregation that expects the pastor to do everything. Pastors to be dear, nice, so sweet, but let me just be any way that I like. The pastor has to give the conduct certificate. I am the one who is going to tell who is faithful, who is not. Are you with me? പിന്നെ നമ്മൾ മലയാളികളായ കൊണ്ട് തന്നെ സർട്ടിഫിക്കറ്റ് എല്ലാം ഒപ്പിട്ട് എഴുതുന്ന ഒരു കൂട്ടരുണ്ട്. ഞങ്ങളുടെ പാസ്റ്ററിനോട് ആയിട്ട് 10 കൊല്ലോ 20 കൊല്ലോ ഞങ്ങൾ ഇതൊക്കെയായിരുന്നു. അത് എനിക്കൂടെ തോന്നണ്ടേ? തന്നെ അങ്ങ് എഴുതിയാൽ മതിയോ? A dear brother, a fellow servant, and a faithful minister. Are you with me? If in the church you can just be a dear brother or a sister, if you can just be full of love, to forgive, to help, just be a support, do the work of a second man, just be a dear brother. Everybody wants to preach, everybody wants to have the pulpit, everybody wants to do everything. But what about out there? Why don't you just be a dear brother? Faithful minister. Committed. Till Jesus comes. Are you with me? And fellow servant. To have a servant's heart, not to be the boss. I usually tell, you know, when I teach the administration team and or even the pastoral team, when I teach them, I usually tell them, don't put your collar up. When you are a leader, don't put your collar up. I teach them, Christian leadership is not about putting your collar up. It is about taking the towel, putting it around your waist, and washing the feet of the disciples. It is servant leadership. Tonight, I pray this word would bring about a change in your hearts, and you would imbibe or receive the anointing or the gift or the character that this man Tychicus possessed to be faithful unto God and to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Shai Chetan was my Tychicus. He was a dear beloved brother, a fellow servant, and a servant in the heart. And I pray that God will richly reward him and bless the family. Would you all stand up for a minute in prayer? Close your eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Would you just close your eyes before the Lord? And allow the Holy Spirit to work in your hearts. Would you dedicate your life once again into the hands of Jesus? And I would ask you to do it also for the church. Do it also for me. Make your own prayer to the Lord this evening. If you want to kneel down, you can do that. But let's take some time to just dedicate ourselves to the Lord before we walk out of this place. Say, Father. Father in heaven. We ask you as a church. To help us. Have the qualities. That Tychicus had. Help us. To be active. In your work. Till you come back. Jesus. Help us. We ask you for that. Help us always to keep you first in our life and also your work. Jesus, we are sorry for every kind of worldliness and compromise and lifestyles that stops us from actively serving you. Work within our hearts, change us. Ignite a fresh fire of your Holy Spirit within our hearts. We bend our lives before you. Jesus, you are our Lord. You are our Master. Forgive us for our pride. Help us to have an attitude and the heart of a servant to serve you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open our hearts and our understanding to your word, to value your word, and to carry your word across the nations of the world. We give you our lives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to be a beloved brother or a beloved sister, to forgive and to love, to cultivate a family spirit, a team spirit, to do things together as a family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to guard each other's back. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Help us to be dependable and faithful to you and to your servant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We renounce the devil. We renounce the devil. We renounce sin. And we renounce the world. Wash us with your precious blood. Fill us with the fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you.